Trump hit with two court losses in one day over migrant detention policy. By Marianne Angela on July 30, 2026. A federal appeals court ruled Thursday that the Trump administration cannot hold illegal aliens arrested inside the United States in mandatory detention without a chance to seek release on bond. In a 2-1 decision handed down Thursday, the Wisconsin-based Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that the government cannot deny bond hearings to illegal aliens already living inside the country. Breaking, for the second time today, a federal appeals court has rejected ICE's mandatory detention policy. The Seventh Circuit, in a 2-1 decision, joins the overwhelming consensus of courts across the country and is the sixth straight appeals ruling against the AMN. pic.twitter.com/xwdfk, quimk. Kyle Chaney, at Kyle Chaney, July 30, 2026. The court said the administration had been applying the wrong part of federal law. That part covers people seeking admission at the border. It does not cover people already living inside the country, the panel ruled. It was the second such ruling that day. Earlier Thursday, the San Francisco-based Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled the same way, also 2-1. A judge appointed by President Donald Trump sided with the majority in that case. The two rulings mark the administration's fifth and sixth straight losses on the policy at the appeals level. The fight goes back to July 2025. That is when Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, issued guidance saying illegal aliens picked up inside the country could not be released on bond. Thousands of aliens then filed court petitions asking for bond hearings. The ruling comes as courts across the country split over the policy. The Fifth and Eighth Circuits sided with the administration. The Second, Sixth, Tenth, Eleventh, and now Seventh and Ninth Circuits went the other way. Last month, a separate Fifth Circuit panel ruled that ICE cannot hold immigrants longer than 90 days without a bond hearing. The full Fifth Circuit later blocked lower court judges from releasing migrants who said the Constitution required it. Judges have released more than 11,000 aliens held by ICE this year before they could be deported. The split makes it likely the Supreme Court will take up the question. The rulings drew quick reaction online. Looks like the courts are finally giving ICE the cold shoulder, and the Seventh Circuit just delivered the knockout punch. pic.twitter.com/tq2l9lsev. Carlito.x, at Borrego Ramona, July 30, 2026. We are going to deport the treasonous judges with the illegal animals they love so much. Goomba, at @O_Principe, July 30, 2026. Just for context, there are 13 U.S. courts of appeals. Only the 11 numbered regional circuits are relevant. D.C. and Federal Circuit don't typically hear this kind of immigration habeas case. Of those 11, 8 have now ruled, 6 against the administration, 2-4, leaving a handful. Victor Ivanov, at Victor Attorney, July 30, 2026. This one definitely won't survive SCOTUS. There are no bond hearings for illegals. Bruno Zelli, at Bruno Zelli, July 30, 2026.